Blog Talk Radio.
When I had a thing about of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. This is not the fact that the time presents the world today. The disciple asked the Master, when is the end time? He said unto them, no man know the end time, even if my Father which is in heaven do not inform the angel about them before him. They do not know the end time. But he said, when you see walls, and along with the walls, earthquake in divers places, pestilence, famine, nation lies up against nation. Kingdom rise up against kingdom. Know ye not that the time of his coming is there at hand? My friend, my neighbors, my brothers and my sisters, nation arising up against nation every day. Kingdom arising up against kingdom every day. Knowing not that, the time of his coming is at hand. The walls, and Romans of walls, there is no end. There is no end for the walls. They are warring on every hand, my friend. They are walls on every continent on this earth. There are walls in the bedroom. There are walls in the living room. There are walls in the kitchen room. There are walls on the lawn on the outside, and on the porches, there are walls in the church, my friend. There are the minister and the elders, there are walls. The minister and the deacon, they are war. My friend, they are war everywhere. Think it not strange, Think it not strange today, my friend. There is walls everywhere. This message today is only a reminder. It's only a reminder to let you know the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The grand reapers knocking at the door. He's not going to wait until you're ready to open the door. He will come in. He has a key. He don't need a key to open the door. Just the presence of him at the door, the door will fly open. And he come in and possess your soul. Give an account. He will come in just to give an account. The lesson of the day will be taken from the book of Romans, the 11th chapter, 1 through the 18. As the moon goes out and we embrace the month of October, the nation call it the fall. The leaves are yellow, ready to fall. My friend, what is it saying today when the leaves are yellow on your tree and the leaves are ready to fall? These leaves that you see on the tree who are yellow today, tomorrow they will fall to the ground, and the yard man will wake it up. Put it in his trash can, take it somewhere and burn it up, or dump it somewhere and it's rotten, and it's manure for the ground. My friend, are you looking at yourself yellow, waiting to drop to the ground, to be consumed by the earth? Ah, my friend, it's a chilling factor today to think about. Just as those leaves, yellow and fall to the earth, and the earth devours them up, so it is. Your tree, your life, your profession, your education, all that you possess will soon fall to the ground and you'll be no more. You'll be no more. My friend, think. I know folks don't like for me to preach about that great and awful day.
Well, my friend, I was thinking about that great and awful day for my youth. Are you ready? We are going on a merry way, embracing life, embracing opportunity to move from slavery to integration, to move from integration. Black colored fountain, white colored fountain. We have moved, we have taken down the sign, but the bigotry remains. Remind you to stay in your land. My friend, what does it mean to stay in your land? It is a line of segregation that the authority place in your mentality, that you on this earth is only have so far to go and reverse. My friend, your God will tell us to stay in our land. No one wouldn't be in church today, but he said, whosoever will, let him come. Let him come. Let him come and be saved. And my friends, after you come and be saved, today was freedom. There is freedom. There is wondrous working power. This is Master Time Presents the World Today. Say, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Be it known unto you, it is your day to call upon the name of the Lord. I have described what the Master Time is all about today. That you have an opportunity. He said, my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. And his truth is marching on. My eyes have seen his glory. I don't need popularity, position, promotion. And I don't need to be at the top of the pyramid to be recognized or praised. I now walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race with patience, and labor by the power of the Almighty. My face is set, my gaze is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow, My ways is rough. The companion of few, when God are reliable. My mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detour, lower way. Run, turn back, deluded utterly. I'll not flinch in the face of sacrifice. Hesitate in the presence of my adversary. Negotiate at the tail of my enemies. Ponder at the pool of my popularity or mandate in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up. I won't shut up until I have stayed up. I've stored up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Jesus. I'm his disciple. I am one of his disciples of Christ. I must go. I must preach until he comes. When he comes for me, I shall know him by the print of the nail in his hand. And he shall know me by his blood applied to my heart. My friend, remember my eyes have seen the glory. I am not telling you what I read in some book, neither what the instructor informed you at the seminary, but I'm telling you what my eyes have seen, the glory of the coming of the Lord. And his truth is marching on, regardless what comes and what goes. His truth is his truth will continue to march on. In the 11th chapter of the book of Romans, 1 to the 18, read as such: I say then, had God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribes of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Wot ye not what the scripture said to Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, ye have killed my prophets and dig down thine altar, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. Beloved, today they seek my life for preaching this gospel, for telling you about the great day of God, of the Lord. But what said the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time also there is a remnant according to the elect, grace. And if by grace is no more grace, but if it be of works, then is it not no more grace? Otherwise, work is no work, is no more works. What then? Israel had not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the elect had obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, God had given them the spirit of slumber, eye that they should not see, and ear that they should not hear, unto this day. And David said, Let their table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened, and they may not see, and bow down their back always. I say then, have they stumbled that they shall fall? God forbid. For the rather though through their fall of salvation is come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy. Now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the rich of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office. If by any means I may provoke to emulate them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciliation of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, red grafted in among them, and with them partakers of the root and the fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branch. But if thou boasted, thou boastest not the root, but the root thee. Thou art the root. My friend, as our reading today ended, is telling Israel, thou art the root. Here are the apostle. In the third verse, he said, Lord, they have killed thy prophet and dig down their altar, thine altar, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. My friend, today, my feeling to compromise with this voice today. Say, Lord, they have killed thy prophet. That is the best thing they could do for your prophet, to get him out of the way, to see he's dead, and to to see to it that his voice is no longer heard. And I say, I'm alone, but the Lord told him, but what said the answer of God? I said, I am not, I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knees to Baal. And my friends, today, this is Dr. Toxmaster time. Present the world today. The condition of this world today is horrifying. But before I leave you, I want to let you know that the train is bound for glory. You are to get your pearl in the streets of gold. The water running down, silver water running down the throne of God. Right, sitting with an outstretched hand, said, whosoever will, let him come. The angels bow down before him. The luscious garden and the tree of life, said, whosoever will. But there's another train bound for hell, where the gates for hell, where the worm die not and the fire not quench. You can make a choice today. Which one of these places you headed? And if you're headed in the right direction, God bless you. And if you're not headed in the right direction, if you're headed, where the worms in the lake of fire, where the worm die not, and the fire not quench, my friends, it's such a horrifying payday that you have coming. But if you chose to call upon the name of the Lord, what a wonderful payday you have coming. But my friends, there is one more second, one more minute, one more moment that you can look in the glass and look, ask yourself, what kind of a payday that you want to see, receive? At the end of the day,